Close your eyes, focus on your breath. When the breath comes in, where do you feel it? Where do you feel it when it goes out? And place your attention right there. And allow it to be comfortable, but don't let it be so comfortable that you start drifting off. In other words, keep your mind focused right there. The comfort can be really good, but don't get blurred out by the comfort. Try to see what rhythm of breathing feels best right now. How deep, how shallow, how heavy or light really feels good for the body at the moment. Try to take as much interest in what's going on in your body right now, because these processes are happening all the time. And yet we don't really pay much attention to them, and so they just go on their own way. And this is why people get sick so easily. They allow something as very simple as the breath to get all screwed up, and then it has an effect on the different organs of the body and the different processes, and then you find yourself having all these stress diseases. So it takes some time to air things out. We're doing this not only for the body, though, but also for the mind, because the mind needs to be trained. If the mind isn't trained, it goes around and creates all kinds of messes for itself, just like an animal that hasn't been trained. You can't put it to work, and you can't trust it to stay clean, keep your place clean. So you've got to train it. Okay, so the mind, you've got to train it to be more mindful, so that when it learns something, it doesn't forget. You keep the things you've learned in mind, so that when anger comes up, the anger doesn't make you forget. When greed or passion comes up, these things don't make you forget the lessons you've learned about what's skillful and what's not. Of course, that means you also have to be alert to watch what's actually going on in the mind. All too often, things like greed and aversion sneak into the mind and you hardly know they're there until they take it over. It's like spies sneaking into a country and then suddenly taking over when everybody's all ready to be taken over. In this case, you've got to be alert when these things are beginning to show, and then use more mindfulness, more alertness, and be really ardent in trying to straighten things out. Because if your mind is in good shape, if the mind is trained, then it creates a lot of good impact on everything else in your life. You act with more care, you speak with more care, you think with more care. And that way your life goes a lot better. Because this is the force that's shaping your life, that's potentially under your control, and yet we just leave it to wander around, again, like a totally untrained horse. Can't get it to work, can't get it to run, can't do it, get it to anything at all, and it just, every time you try to get on, it throws you off. So now we're trying to train the horse, so we can ride it, so we can put it to work. So it's become something good to have around. In the same way, when you're mind is well trained and it's in charge of your thoughts, words, and deeds, and the way you shape your life is going to be a lot better. A lot less likely to cause suffering for yourself, a lot less likely to cause suffering for others. So remind yourself that training your mind is the most important skill you can have in this life. As for the things of the world, what do they have? Well, there's gain, but there's loss. There's status, but then there's loss of status. There's praise and criticism, pleasure and pain. It's not much. These things go back and forth. You can't really trust them. And if you can't trust your mind, what can you trust? So you've got to train your mind so it's more trustworthy. That way you have something you really can depend on in life.